Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years. God wastes nothing. Not our sorrows, not our wounds, not even our failures. That's awesome news, right? Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. Before I go on with today's podcast, I have some exciting news to share with you. I mean, I'm excited about this. Recently, due to health issues that have arisen in my life, I have needed to come up with a better way of delivering my creative output to those who enjoy it or to those who are benefited by it in some way, whether through my music or through my writing or through my teaching. You can receive all such benefits much more easily now by becoming a member of my Patreon page. What is Patreon? Patreon is a unique platform for releasing new music, new books, daily devotions, behind-the-scenes videos, teaching videos, as well as up-close and personal time with yours truly. That's me. To learn more about the many benefits you would receive by becoming a member of my Patreon page, simply go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Go there and read about the many benefits and rewards you will receive by becoming a member and start reaping those rewards today. Now, back to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the story behind my song, Consume Me. This song is from the recording Here in Your Presence. It was a live recording. I received this particular song way back on August 16th of 2009. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude, by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. That's what it says in Hebrews 12, 28 and 29. During those days, my friend Dean Briggs asked me to speak into the life of his son, Evan, as we held a very special ceremony welcoming Evan into the journey toward manhood on his 13th birthday. My task given to me by Dean was to challenge Evan in the area of sexual purity. As I began to meditate on what to share with Evan, I kept coming back to the word passion. Our sexual nature was created by God for a holy purpose. As men, we are wired to be pursuers in a sexual sense. Our God pursues us with passion. What do you think sent Jesus to the cross but deep and holy passionate love for us? My challenge to Evan was to pursue God with that same passion that he pursued Evan. To be consumed in passionate sexual intimacy in marriage is a wonderful thing, no doubt. To have as the foundation of that pure sexual union a passion to know God and to be known by Him is the ultimate intimacy for any human. This song was born to be the reminder to all of us to burn with passion for Christ and allow every area of our lives to be born out of that foundational passion. I love this song. I really do. Deuteronomy 4:24 in the New American Standard Bible says this, "For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God." Jesus is the most passionate person who has ever existed. That's the truth. So passionate was his love for us that he went willingly to the cross and endured its torment and endured the weight of all of our sin. He was consumed with such passion that not even death could hinder that passion. Hell could not endure that passion. The grave could not endure that passion. His passion for us, his unbridled love for us, led him to conquer sin, conquer death, and to conquer the evil pit of hell just for you and just for me. But do we love him to the same degree of passion he loved us with? Life has a way of shaking us from our slumber and comfort. Life has a way of testing us and our passion. The question then becomes, will our times of shaking wake us to the reality of God's amazing passion for us, or will these times of shaking cause us to fall away and grow cold in our love for God? Hebrews 12, 26 through 29 says this, "And his voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised, saying, Yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven." This expression, "yet once more," denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken as of created things, so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude, by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. It is my prayer that as you listen to this song, you would sense God's passion for you, and that you would allow your love for him to burn like an all-consuming fire, that your negative thoughts be consumed with right thinking, that lies be replaced by truth, that your heart and mind would be consumed with God's deeply passionate, burning love for you.
So I want to love him with that same depth of passion.
May my heart burn, Lord, with a passion, purified by your truth. And may my heart burn, Lord, with a passion. Lord, consume me with you, consume me. My heart's one desire to be consumed by your fire. Oh, fan the flame in my heart, love burning higher and higher with everything that you are. Lord, consume me with you.
Father, this day would you consume us with that same passion that sent you to the cross for us. We want to burn with that same passion, Father. Help us by the grace of your Holy Spirit to do just that. In Jesus' name, amen. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2, we've all heard this before, but let's listen again. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let me ask you this. What was the joy set before Jesus that caused him to embrace and passionately endure that cross? That was you. That was me. We were the joy set before him. He was consumed with passion for us to the degree it cost him his life. We are worth his life, so what is he worth to you? Just something to think about, something to be consumed with. Let us truly be consumed with Jesus today. Well, today's episode is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have artisan, my wife, the beautiful Melinda Jernigan, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. I have some exciting news for you today. For the past 10 years, I've been writing my own daily devotions to help me with renewing my mind and to help me understand more of who God is and what that means to my own identity. Last year, we released Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers Volume 1, and I am so excited to be able to tell you about the release of Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers Volume 2. The ebook is now available for $4.99, and the print version is available for $12.99. I cannot think of a better way to bless those you love than with the daily reminders of who God is and of what that knowledge means concerning their own identity. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. And while you're at it, pick up a few as gifts for those you think might be blessed by such a gift. Of course, as usual, Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers Volume 1 will still be available as a free ebook just to say thank you for supporting the work of ministry God has called me to remind people of who God is and of what that means for them in this life. I have one more free gift for you today as well. Go to DennisJernigan.com and click on the store button. Once there, you'll find a free song of the month. Just download and be encouraged. Every month you can do this. Remember to check out patreon.com/DennisJernigan and start enjoying the benefits of membership today. That's patreon.com/DennisJernigan. Well, thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like a copy of today's song, Consume Me, from the recording Here in Your Presence, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Thank you again for joining me for today's podcast. And remember this, if you remember nothing else, God passionately loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.